Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
And well, you might have heard yesterday Evelyn O'Rourke's report on the shortage of dentists in the country. And one of the issues raised was the lack of training places available for students who want to study dentistry. There are just two dental training colleges right now, one in Trinity in Dublin, the other in Cork at Cork University Hospital. Well, we're joined now from our Cork studio by the Dean of the Cork University Dental School and Hospital, Paul Brady. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire, and thank you for having me on the show.
Delighted to have you, because UCC had plans to expand and build a brand new training facility. So can you tell us where you are currently and the condition of the site that you operate from?
Yeah, so currently we are on the CUH site, the Cork University Hospital site. The dental school has a footprint there of about 5,000 square metres. And it's an old building. It was built in 1983, so it's in a state of, I suppose, disrepair. It needs major works on it to bring it up to current building standards, and our equipment is deteriorating.
Okay, so that gives us a good sense of what you're dealing with now. And there was a plan for a new hospital and school.
Yes, a new hospital and school at Curraheen on university land. We have planning permission. It's been designed. It's really a project that's ready to go. It's shovel ready, so to speak. But the problem is lack of funding, a shortage of exchequer funding. We were caught, I suppose, by COVID and construction inflation, which has meant that we had a significant shortfall in funding. And I know UCC has made exhaustive efforts at trying to secure additional funding, but unfortunately we haven't got the funding. And before Christmas, we've had to make the very hard decision to completely shelve that project and try to make do with the where we are on the existing site. Now, I suppose what I want to say about where we are on the existing site is I think it's very important, really, that it's seen that I feel having a dental school on the CUH site that's very congested and where there is a problem with bed capacity seems crazy, especially when we have the option of going to a new facility. If we could vacate that site at CUH, it would obviously give the HSE capacity for more beds, etc.
Mm-hmm. So why have you decided to shelve this now?
Because we haven't got the funding, basically. We've made exhaustive efforts. One was the HEA call for increased student capacity. And I suppose in that expression of interest, it did say the process has been designed to respond swiftly to national skills needs, and expressions of interest are sought for to expand existing courses. And they wanted, new places for the year 2024-25. So we're rapidly approaching 24-25 intake, and our expression of interest went in looking for this additional capital, and we would increase the places for EU students by 20 places, which is almost doubling our existing EU cohort. So, we had that plan. And also the South Southwest Hospital Group in its HSE Estates estimates put in for additional capital, I suppose, to get us off the site, really. But none of it seems to be coming, and I have to do something with the school because, we have to continue to train our students in facilities that are fit for purpose.
And how much would the new build cost? Do you have that figure?
Originally, the budget was 54.6 million, and when it went out to tender, it looked like we were going to be short somewhere in the region of 21 million. Now, we've had continued, obviously, construction inflation, so I think it would be north of 75 million up to 100 million, probably, really. Mm-hmm. Now, the UCC obviously would borrow a significant amount to shore up that funding, but we're short. I don't know, probably somewhere between 20 and 40 million, really.
Right. And the planning permission that was granted for that is due to run out. So that's probably informing your decision now to try and just renovate where you are.
We need to renovate where we are. Also, to maintain the quality of our programme, we produce very good dentists. And the equipment, etc., needs replacing. Now, as you can imagine, with the plan to move to a new school, I suppose we were holding back on replacing certain equipment, and in the knowledge that we would be going to a brand new state-of-the-art facility. Dentistry has moved on so much now that we need to, you know, have really good simulation facilities, etc. So, you know, I'd love to see us going to a new state-of-the-art school which would produce dentists for Ireland, for the patients of Ireland, for the population that need more access to dental care.
Well, look, as we all heard in Evelyn's report, we desperately need more dentists in this country. If there was a way of reviving that plan now, you know, if someone were to come to you and say, look, we'll find the money, it would be possible to do that, given that the decision was made before Christmas to go in another direction with the renovation?
I'm sure the university would look very favourably on pushing forward with the new plan for the new school if funding became available. As I said, the university has pushed really hard to try and get this funding, but it's just not coming forward. So we have to do something. So yes, I think the university definitely would move forward with the new school if this Exchequer funding could be found.
Just talk me through the number of graduates that you have now at the moment per annum, and how that would increase if you had this new building.
Our maximum was 62. We actually ramped up to 62. Thinking that we were going to have this new school. It was part of the business plan to go up to 72. 72 is what we would have in the new school. 62 is far too much for where we are, so we've cut back now to 45. 24 to 25 of those would be EU students, and the balance are overseas students.
Okay, and the overseas students, do they tend to train and then either go back to their own countries or work somewhere else, not in Ireland?
The majority will go back to their own country. We will have the odd one that would stay on in Ireland, but the majority will go back to their own country.
Right. So given that you're going to go from 62 to 45 graduates, or around 45, I mean, the situation is going to get worse.
Yes, it's going to get a lot worse, because also the building that we're in, it's very constrained. It's packed solid. In order to do any works there, we're going to have to cut back on the intake of students, because there isn't anywhere to put the students whilst we are renovating, putting in new equipment, etc. So I see we're going to have to cut back further on the number of students, which is a terrible shame. There's huge demand for our courses. You know, it's maximum points in the Leaving Cert, and even then you may not get into dentistry. So you could have 625 points in your Leaving Cert and be randomly selected out. So the huge demand for the courses. Mm-hmm. The population needs dentists really badly. It just seems if we could just get this Exchequer funding, we could get this over the line. Like, Ireland educates fewer dentists per capita than most OECD countries, and we're not even catching up. So we've about 44 dentists per 100,000. Germany and Italy each have almost double that number. France has 65 and the UK 53. The UK are making huge efforts to increase student numbers in their schools.
Well, Paul, we will keep in touch with you, and let's hope something changes and that building can get underway. Thank you very much for talking to us. Paul Brady is Dean of Cork University Dental School and Hospital.